With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Am I close enough?
Yeah. Are you happy? On the last podcast.
I want to go to the toilet. If I'm going to be totally honest, I should go now because all what will happen is I will start doing it and I'll want to go. And then, you know, I love watching that. I love your smile. You've got a lovely smile, especially when I'm annoying you.
Fucking hell.
Well, sorry.
Hello and welcome to episode 4
wow.
of We're Not Playing Snooker with me, Goldstein.
Do we still like the name?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. Do you like it?
I don't know.
No, what's happened?
Well, we know why it's come about, so it's fine. So.
Yeah, it's fine. Episode 1, if you've not heard it, episode 1. We've got lots to do in today's show, right?
Oh, yeah.
Firstly, the last podcast we did was quite deep. There was quite a lot.
Too deep?
Well, I liked it. I liked the fact it was different to the others.
Yeah, but the thing is, when we come to do the podcast and say, right, I'm going to be deep today. We just go where it goes.
But it was nice. I liked it.
Yeah.
It's nice to mix it up, isn't it?
Well, to be honest, that's how I am in general, in everyday life.
Why are your arms crossed?
I don't know.
You look like you're very defensive.
No, I was very comfortable, in fact. But people do that body language. Oh, his arms are crossed. Oh, he doesn't like me. Oh, his body language.
No, I didn't think he didn't like me. I just thought.
What difference does it make that my arms are crossed then? Why do you have to debate everything?
Did I say it was?
I was very comfortable going along my plane of chat.
I was curious. I'll
see now. I don't want to cross
my arms.
No,
you can't cross your arms.
But what was I saying? I can't remember. I've lost my train of thought. What was he saying?
About how deep the last one was.
Right, and it just goes down that road, and that's what I'm like in normal life.
Okay.
I speak to people when you see people normally. All of a sudden, I could go
I've
very deep.
I missed you because we've not done one for a week. You've been away.
No. You know something with the holiday because I wasn't drinking since I haven't drank since New Year's Eve.
Right.
Up to the holiday. And
why? Any reason?
I just wanted to because it goes on my stomach and my stomach's getting too fat. Everywhere else is getting. You can see, look, I'm a bit buff.
You are looking
got a bit muscle, aren't I?
Yeah.
So,
what's your weight now compared to when you're playing?
No, I was 11.7 when I was playing. 11.7 is nothing. And like
what
now,
are you now?
I'm
about 18.
No. 30. What you sound big boned, yeah? Big ass.
No, go on. What are you now?
I'm about 13.8.
What's your fighting weight?
It would be. I want to be 12.5.
Okay.
I'd be comfortable there. All my gear would look better on me. But so we went there. And I wasn't drinking. I didn't drink on the plane. Didn't everything. Mrs. was saying, oh, go on, have one. Just, you know, relax. You need to relax. It was only 7 days. So you know that after a couple of days and then you're in it. But then after we got there and I'd done the holiday thing where you go, I'm on holiday. I'm going to have a couple.
Just chill out. But have one or two drinks.
And so then what happened was I met a really cool guy, Carl. Really nice man.
Holiday romance, yeah?
Yeah. And his Mrs. Katie and his little girl.
Are you going to be mates with him?
Yeah, I am going to be, yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Proper holiday romance. Yeah, you're going to see him again? Yeah.
Daisy and little Harry. Unbelievable, wonderful family.
That's nice.
And what happened was we didn't do all-inclusive. We just done...
bed and breakfast.
Yeah. He done all inclusive, but when you do all inclusive, it works out to you've got to spend something like 750 quid a day
for his family get level.
So what he done, so once we got matey in that, wouldn't stop buying drinks. Everybody came buying people drinking. So what one of the day I got absolutely hammered lying on my in that sun as well.
During the day?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
Just the rum punches. But it was really cold. I had about 7. But then there was a couple of glasses of red wine in between, and I think that's what threw me.
Never mix.
Because, like, what happens is because I've been there for the last 4 years, this place, And so the guys who I know now, you know, I bring them stuff, and you know, we're mates now. They bring out, if there's a nice wine, I say, yeah, I'll try some of that. And so I mix it, and then I'm vomiting.
Where?
In between mine and my missus' lounger, but only when she
went on the beach.
Yeah, I went. You know, because I got that. But then,
how'd you clear it up?
I didn't. I just covered it with sand, which I really liked because normally.
What?
Just covered it with sand.
What are you talking about?
Well, everybody does stuff like
that. No one sits on the beach and covers
it. Sick on the beach and cover it. And, what are you going to do? You're going to go and sweep it? What, you're going to sweep it up or you're going to pick that up?
Hoover it. You were sick on the beach and covered... That is, mate.
But what are you supposed to do?
What do you mean? If you need to go to the toilet, you wouldn't do that on the beach.
No. Where the toilet was from where I was, yeah. I wouldn't have made it. So I probably would have...
Why don't you run into the ocean sick? Oh, no, that's even...
People do that with weeing. People just act like they're going wee in the ocean.
Yeah, I bet you've done that.
I didn't.
You were sick on the beach, man.
You know the thing about that is that as funny as that was, as soon as you vomited a couple of times, and I hope people are not having their... They won't be having their tea listening to this, so we're fine. They're not having their dinner listening to it. But
well, they're not now.
No. Well, the fact is that there was something really quite... I liked about the fact that I didn't have to do any clearing up or anything. And then what I've done, I got some water and sprinkled it.
Oh, that's nice of you. How nice is that? Considerate, that is.
Sprinkle the water all over it so it would stop the smoke.
Shake and vac over the sand.
Well, that's what
happy
it was.
Days.
But you know something? Having that kind of break at that time, you don't realise you need it until you're back. And that's why when you say it, I feel so good.
You look
right
good.
Now.
You look good.
I feel good.
I was going to work years ago, right, in a normal job that I had. And I had a late night the night before. And it was about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. And I felt awful. I could feel my stomach rumbling. And
Was you drinking before?
Yeah. I thought, I'm not going to make the journey. So when I got to, I think I was going to Tottenham Court Road. When I got to about Chancery Lane on the Central Line, I thought, just quickly get out. So I got out at Chancery Lane. I sat on one of the benches on the platform. And I waited for the train to go. And then I opened up my newspaper.
Did you cup it and everything? So is it?
No, just opened up. Oh, right, like send the pages. And then as
I'm... A lot of vomit as well sometimes. You don't know how much is coming, do you?
No, right? And as the next train's coming in, I'm thinking, right, I've got to get rid of this and I need to get back on the train.
Yeah.
I'm not proud of this. This is up there with your sand stuff. So I just closed the paper.
And left it on the seat.
Left it on the seat.
That's disgusting.
And then got back.
That is no... What do you mean?
So you know... This
is,
you know
wait a minute. How can you say, wait a minute? This is up there with your sand stuff. This is nothing like my sand stuff.
So
my sand stuff is dug,
you know,
deep,
the worst,
gone.
Worst bit about that is someone on the next train's got out and gone, oh, I haven't read that today.
See, now, that's just... See, I wouldn't be able to leave that like that.
If I felt so ill. You know the room spin, you feel green.
I hate what? That. I don't like spinning. No. You know what I didn't like when I know I'm going to... When I'm going to have to vom is...
What are we talking about, vom?
I don't know, because you asked me about the holiday, and that is one of the...
That's the first thing you want to tell me.
It's one of the things that sticks out, simply because it wasn't my finest moment. And as soon as I'd done that, drank some water, I was fine. Went and swam in the sea with my new face mask thing, what with that...
Snorkel.
Yeah, it's brilliant. But it's not the one where you put that one in your mouth and one on eye.
Right.
On the eye. It's the one that covers your whole head.
I saw a picture of that. You put it on Instagram. Yeah, that looked cool. Is that yours?
Yes.
I thought that looked so like technical. I thought you'd hide it for the day.
It was... No. It's brilliant. You've got to get one of them if you're going
to
do snorkeling.
So it allows you to breathe underwater?
Well, not underwater. It's because the snorkel thing stays up.
Oh, okay, fine. Because they've invented something now that allows you to breathe underwater.
Seriously?
So like the gills that a fish would have in it.
Well, how's that going to work?
Well, how does a fish work?
Because it's born with gills.
Yeah, but it's made...
We're not born with gills, so...
No, but the mask has got the technology of gillage in it.
It's got gillage in it. That's rubbish, because like as soon as it opens, the water's coming in. How can it keep...
I didn't invent it. I mean, if you say to me, how does a Dyson work?
Have you seen one?
Explain that.
Have you seen one, or you just heard of it?
Right. I'm going to get my phone out, right?
Have you seen one? Because, like, it's rubbish. That is
you
rubbish.
Don't believe
that
me.
Only happens in films. Right.
No.
There's nothing that you've got now that you can breathe. It's got a gilly thing.
Hold on. Diving... Oh, delete that history.
Breathing apparatus.
Diving mask. I'm going to show you a picture. And just a picture, you'll go, oh, my God, yeah, I can tell.
Wow. It doesn't seem right.
No.
It looks like something out of a film, out of a...
£700 it is.
You can get it now?
Yeah. I thought you were going to apologise to me.
Sorry about that.
Right, listen, we've got lots coming up in this podcast. We've not even started the podcast.
Sorry.
We've done about 40 minutes.
We'll cut that out.
No, we'll leave all that in. All right. In a minute, we're going to do what you want to get off your chest. keywords that you've texted me.
What,
or stuff that I want to put to you. Right? It's called Righty Gets Stuff Off His Chest.
Wow, brilliant. Original. Right.
Then we've got a Lineker update.
Okay.
You've got one for us?
I don't know, no.
What do you mean, I don't know, no?
Because I didn't... I don't know. What do I say in respect...
Oh, for fuck.
We're not doing it now.
It's not like you've had a week and a half to get this...
Yeah, but I'm not going to do something a week while it's happening, because then... If the week I'm on holiday, I'm not going to phone him up and say, "Oh yeah, by the way, with the Andy Goldstein thing, what's the update?" I'm going to do it while we're here now, so people can see it's happening. I've not texted him. But
right, where are we up to?
Well, he's still there's still a situation where, are we doing the Lineker now then?
No, we do that
right,
in a minute.
We'll right, talk about when we're doing it, and then I'll text him then.
All right, we've got competition to do.
Have we?
Last week's winner.
Okay.
And
can you remember what the word was? I can't remember.
Yeah, I've got the word here.
Okay.
And we've got chapters to do on your book. We're not reading the chapters. I'm reading the book now, but there's still stuff I want to talk to you about it. There's great stuff in your book.
Do you like
I'm really
it?
Enjoying it? Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
You're saying that as if you're surprised. Like,
you
wow.
You know what I like about it, right? And I don't know of any other autobiography that's done this, is you leave the usual boring stuff, right? Mm. As in when you were growing up as a kid, which actually isn't boring in your book.
Thank you.
But you leave that to the middle of the book, which I like. But let's start with stuff you want to get off your chest, right? Now, I wasn't going to mention this because it's later on in the book, but I thought we'd mention it anyway, right? Because you talk about when you first had a massage when you were at Palace, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember this? It's in the book.
I can't remember it.
And you maybe got a little bit too excited.
Well.
So you said to the lady, just do my back and...
Well, it's like my early days. You know, I only heard about massages. It's literally... So the first massage I had was literally, 3 weeks after I was on a building site.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're getting a mass, you know what I mean? I was so nervous about having to get a massage.
I thought you were going
to
say erect.
No. No, I was so nervous.
Why?
About getting, because, you know, I've never had anybody
touching
me like that. Touching me and doing that. It was...
Tell me, so when you had this massage, I'll tell you what, I'm bringing this up. I've got a problem with my neck and my shoulder. I had one yesterday, a massage, right? And there's always that worry, right? And guys listening will understand what I'm saying, and perhaps women won't. There's always that worry. Sometimes we just can't control movement.
Well,
right? And there's always that worry. You go, oh no, please don't make me turn over. I have to just stay on my front.
It's just like, you know something? Now that I know, you know, I've got, let's just call it what it is. I've got dick control now. So,
well, always.
No. Then I didn't have it.
No, but you've always got it now.
Now, on in a massage.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, like, I can control myself. I'm 54, for crying out loud.
Doesn't matter.
A massage is not going to make me go that way. A massage is not going to make me do that.
You've got dick control.
Doesn't matter who it is. Because.
How long have you had dick control for?
I think I've had it for a while now.
How long? Before 50?
No, I can't. Yeah, I've had dick control in respect. Because I had to learn that early doors, because a massage was for my benefit, not for me to think about the person who's doing it and what.
No, but you don't think about the person that's doing it. I don't think the.
Yeah,
but
when they touch you and it's in that kind of way, and it's all, especially if you say you want a soft massage, you don't want that deep, and it's just that sensually kind of touching. Yeah. It takes you to a place where you think, oh yeah, then you start thinking about oh yeah things. If that's a term. So then what happens is that now, if I go to that, I could just...
Well, so you focus. Okay, so you've got a very attractive person comes out, and you look at her and you go, oh, no, that's not good.
No, don't right. say, oh, no.
No, you think that. I'm just putting you in this scenario. And she goes, okay, Mr. Wright, do you want to lay on your back first? Would you go, yeah, fine, I've got dick control, DC.
No, the thing is that when I'm going to have the massage, the first thing I think about is not, oh, my God, she's soulmate, she's lovely, look at her.
No. But if a beautiful woman walks in,
you're missing the point again. What's wrong with you? I'm not having a massage for how the person looks.
No, but I'm saying if you see her,
yeah.
When someone walks in the room now, you instantly have a view of them, right?
Right.
The first, if a beautiful person walks in, you'll instantly go, very attractive man or woman.
Good.
So I'm just saying. So you're sat there. You're not thinking.
But it's funny because now you say it, I think. Well, I probably. I don't actually, that's not something that I remember doing, because like all I'm thinking about is what's going to happen with the massage. The first thing, because I don't have any shorts on or anything.
What?
I don't have shorts on. I have a towel on.
God.
I have a towel on.
Okay.
Yeah, so because that's how, you know, in control. But in the main, I don't need some of the, I don't need the front side of me doing. And I think that because the first times I started getting massages, when I went in all the time, I always said I only need the back done for so long. I'm not used to having the front of me massaged. Right,
he's still got a problem with his back, you know.
It's a massive problem, only his back. To the point of now, sometimes I go in to the massage and I say, yeah, just my back and my lower back, because that's all that bothers me. I'm not running about so my hamstrings need doing or stuff like that. You know what I mean? So it's just mainly my shoulders and my lower back. So if I start to have thoughts of anything that's sexual while I'm there, I could suppress that, no problem. And then one of the things that I always am worried about as well, and I've got to get this off my chest while I'm thinking about it, is squeezing the fart out.
Who? The masseuse?
Me, because when you're relaxed. And the thing is, I've had a massage for an hour and a half. And I remember went in one time, and I must have had to hold a fart for an hour easily.
So you've got dick control, but not fart control?
I ain't got fart control. I'm getting too old to have fart control. You know what I mean? I bend over now. And
really? You lose it? Does it happen at your
age?
Well,
I don't know, but it's happened to me now. When I was younger, you know, you fart on tap, like on, bam. Yeah. You know, do a fart, bam, like burping. Could burp on tap.
Can you just do one noise, or could you do a matter of day thing?
No, I can't do that. I could just, it would just, at any
so
stage.
Can you burp and say hello?
Hello. So I don't know what's happened. I used to have a mate who could do stuff like that, right? But like, he could burp on tap, but like with the farting, and it was like, with the farting, I had to hold it for so long. To the end, I had to say to her, I'm sorry, I need to go to the toilet. I had to go outside and do the, because I don't know what fart's going to come out. Because if it's a squeezer,
yeah,
it could still be a squeezer that's like, she's doing her stuff and it just sneaks up on her. Bam, she might even have her mouth open or something. So, you know what I mean? So I could not relax in the massage because I'm thinking, I've got a fart.
Have you noticed I haven't sent you any?
You know something? We are having a relationship. My missus knows that I like you a lot. You know, she's seen that we speak quite regularly now. So at some stage, she's going to have to be in and around us. So I'm just so pleased that you've chosen to do that, because we was going through a phase where your stuff was disgraceful and disgusting. Where, as I was telling you, and I remember telling you, you're going into a territory that I will not be able to bring you back from.
And I took that on board.
I won't be able to bring you back from. It's like my missus with...
But other people still send you stuff, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
What does she think of them?
She doesn't like them.
Right, listen, I think it's about time we did a Lineker update.
Okay, let me see.
All right?
What shall I text him and say now? Because we are... like you know, my feelings on this is there's a sadness to it from your point of view.
There is. I was thinking about this.
There's a sadness to it. I'm thinking to myself, you've just got to just let it go and get over it.
No,
you know what I mean?
I'll tell you why, all right? You don't listen to these podcasts. Okay, we record it, you go home, that's it.
What do you want? So what's that got to do with anything?
No, I'm going to explain now. What I do is I edit them. So I listen back to everything we've said numerous times. And I listen back to the Lineker stuff, and I've thought, you know what? I think it would be nice for him if at the end of this podcast, we get him on the phone and he says, you know what, I'm a decent chap, I'll unblock him. And I think he's closure, everyone's happy. People listening will think, you know what, that Lineker fella, the Chris bloke, I like him. Whereas if we do all this and we get to the end and he still won't unblock me, I think people think, you know what, Goldstein's a nice lad. I've listened to him, he's made me laugh a few times, he's got great hair. His head, maybe he's like, why did you laugh when I said that? I've got great hair.
Because the way you sit there saying to me, Goldstein, he's a good lad, he's a nice lad.
Am I a good lad?
That's 50-50, because sometimes you're not very nice.
Right. Is the 50 good?
I go, yeah, yeah.
Right, just 50-50.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I'm 50-50 with people as well. You know, you can only...
Oh, so I'm just based on you?
No, I'm not just saying based on me, but you've got to say 50% of people will like me, 50% of people won't like me, and then I will try to get into the 50% that don't like me. But if I don't do that, it doesn't matter.
How do you know only 50% like me?
Because I think you always have to judge it on 50%. You can't say,
70-30, oh, I am.
You're not.
I'm a 70-30. People like me 70-30. If you're 50-50...
What is it about you needing to be liked, for crying out loud?
No, it's not needing to be liked.
What do you want me to text to Links? Right. To Links, just to say
text
at this point? Because I know he's going to start getting the ump with me. Soon.
Text this.
Go on.
Hey, G-Dog.
Okay.
Do you ever call him G-Dog?
No, just G-Force.
Okay. Try G-Dog.
No, I'm not going to do G-Dog.
Okay. How's the crisp stuff going?
See now.
No, don't put that. Okay.
See, this is why. Why should he like you when you're doing shit like this? This actually cements. This is actually reinforces my point.
I'm joking. Don't put that.
This, right. I'm going to do it. You know why?
But you should have done this as homework.
I shouldn't have done it as homework. I'm doing it now so people can see.
This is what you ate at school.
It's not set up.
Right. Have you done your homework?
With Goldstein.
Just write it now.
Any update, I'm going to say. With Goldstein.
Have you put the word podcast in it?
Yes.
All right. Read it back to me.
Hey, G-Force. Just wondered, because I'm doing another podcast with Goldstein. Any update on the unblocking? Public opinion think it would be nice of you. I think it would be. I think he's quite sad.
No, don't put that in. Don't put negative stuff at the end. Send it.
I've sent it. But so we'll see what he says. Right, but okay. Like I don't like this. There's a sadness to it that makes me really.
Right, look, we've got so much to get through, right? One thing I've asked people to do on this is sending questions to you.
Oh, yeah, go on.
All right?
Yeah.
Quite a few people, too many to mention, have asked me to ask you, what's the deal with the gold tooth?
My brother, when I was younger, my brother had teeth that were back in his mouth, you know?
Yeah, I had one of those.
You know, so instead of, like, back then, maybe he should have had a brace and brought them forward, but it was a time, we're talking 70s, going towards the late 70s, where everybody was getting gold teeth.
Can I ask?
My cousin Marcia got the first one.
Is the whole thing gold, or is it just the front of it?
No, the whole thing's gold. It's a
crown.
Yes. So what's happened is I had a little crack in my tooth, but it wasn't enough. So we had to go. I think in the end I went somewhere like Notting Hill to get it done.
Right. How long you had it?
It's changed over the years. Right. But it was just a phase when we were younger. Everybody got gold teeth. Everybody's getting gold teeth. And you know what I mean?
Do you know anyone with the whole mouth?
I was 15.
Do you know anyone with the whole mouth of them?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Nah. I was 15 when I got it.
Okay. Do you have to have any special care with it, or just brush it like normal?
No, I just brush it. Oh,
okay. Do you think I'd look good with a gold tooth?
Let me see. No, I don't know. I don't think you would.
You don't.
You know what? I think you probably would with where I've got mine at the side there. Just add something.
All right. How much would it cost me?
I don't know. But the thing about it is that it's something that, you know, you don't have to show people. It's only when you smile.
I like things like a little tattoo that you've got hidden. I like that. Sean Fitzsimmons has tweeted in, can you ask Ian if I should get laminate flooring for my living room or stick with carpets?
Get laminate flooring, buff it up.
I like wearing shoes in the house.
Do you?
Yeah. And you can't do that if you've got carpet.
Yeah, that's the thing. Then you've got to start saying to people, could you take your shoes off? Depending on how nice the
if
carpet
I came
is.
To your house...
I like a nice rug. Now I've got all my... Look, the floor, we've got rugs and wooden white flooring. I think it is a little bit more hygienic. And then you don't feel... Because the first thing you do, you go into someone's house and they've got nice carpet. You feel like, oh my God, I should take my shoes off. And then instantly you get into an awkward, oh God. You don't really... A lot of places where I go now, there's not a lot of carpet. There's mainly hard flooring and rugs.
I feel weird if I went to someone's house and I had like a nice jacket on, nice pair of trousers, and I had to take my shoes off. You know?
I think it's uncomfortable if you have to go to someone's house and they tell you to take your shoes off. There's something quite... Hang on a minute. I might have a problem with my feet. I might not want to take my shoes
off. You know what I'm going to do? When you come to my house, I'm going to tell you to take your shoes off, and no one else is going to have the shoes off.
I just won't take them off.
Last question, right?
Uh-huh.
This is an interesting one from Ben Jones. Would you rather a hand, your hand, that's made of ham, or an armpit that dispenses sun cream?
So would the ham hand.
Ham hand.
Right.
Yeah.
Ham hand. If you eat it, does it grow back? Does it grow back?
Yeah.
Can you feed the hungry of it so you can go wrong?
Getting deep now.
Well, of course it is. You know what I mean? We're talking about...
No, you can't. You can't. It's just made of ham, but you can't eat it.
Pointless.
Well, of course it's pointless. You've got ham hand.
You've got a ham hand. Why can't you feed people? Why does it have to be ham then?
Okay. If they eat it, it's gone.
No.
It's a ham hand.
Otherwise, what? Dispensing sun cream.
I mean, that's going to be handy on the beach.
Well, what if you're not in the beach?
Well, there you go. That's your problem.
So why would I want that then?
What one are you choosing?
I'm not choosing any
You've
of them.
You've got to choose
they're
one.
They're both ridiculous. If you
ham
if
hand,
he says
wear
the
a
ham
glove.
Hand.
Ham hand, wear a glove.
Yeah.
You could get away with that. And people go, right, it's cool. He's got that glove on again.
No. What about if you've got an armpit that dispenses cream for the occasion?
You dirty boy.
No. I'm talking about, okay, if you're in England, you don't need sun cream. Someone might need a bit of moisturiser.
That's the deal in this scenario. You lift up your left arm.
I don't like it.
Which one are you choosing?
I don't like either of them.
Well, you're not meant to.
All right, the ham hand.
You go ham hand.
It's absolutely fucking ridiculous, that is.
We should do the competition reveal now.
All right, well, go on.
So last week, we chose a word. Oh, so I keep saying last week. On the last podcast, We chose a word and people had to guess the word, use the hashtag pork pie hat, tweet me, AndyGosling05, and I chose one person who correctly got the word right.
Okay.
And then you would sign one of your autobiographies and send it to him, or I'd send it to him. The word on the podcast three, do you remember what it was?
No.
Foreskin.
Of course it was, yeah.
Foreskin.
Steve McMahon, wasn't it?
Yeah, Steve McMahon. So well done to the winner, who of course I don't know yet because these are all recorded. But I've already contacted you. Well done.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you know, I don't like.
I know you don't. That's why I keep.
Back to the Future.
You can't handle it. You can't
Back
work
to
it
the
out.
Future. Terminator. Bollock, going back. I don't like. I'm
because
confused.
At the time we're recording it now, right now, they haven't won it. But when you're listening to it, they've won it.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
You like that?
See, this is what I don't like about this. This is why I don't like watching Back to the Future. It annoys me.
Why can't you watch Back to?
Don't like going back and coming forward, and then if they touch each other, they mess around with the flux.
Touch each other?
Yeah, because like if Marty meets his other Marty in that year and they it messes up the world.
Yeah, you know it's not a documentary, don't you?
It's not true.
No.
I'm not, because I don't,
great
live,
movie.
My,
great.
I don't live my life like that.
What's
when
your
I watch
movie?
The films.
What's your favourite movie?
Of all time?
Yeah.
You see, I'd have to say Shawshank Redemption. I think it's absolutely amazing. There's so much stuff that comes out of it, and even with I nearly burst into tears when he had to crawl through the pipe.
Don't spoil it for people.
No, it's not spoil. Anyone who's not seen Shawshank Redemption up to this point here, right now,
you don't want to know.
Nah.
Right, because we've not got long left on the podcast. Mm. I'm going to go through the chapters. This has flown by. This one.
We've not said anything again.
No, we have. We will now. But let's do the competition, right?
Go on.
So this week's competition. Is what word have we said in this podcast?
What you got?
I've got for that. It's two words. Okay? Can you read my writing?
Yeah.
Two words. What two words? That's good, isn't it? All right? So tweet me at AndyGosling05.
My eye's stinging me.
What two words has Righty said? I think I repeated them as well. Use the hashtag pork pie hat. Tweet me at AndyGosling05.
Can you say what part of the podcast it was in?
Early on.
Yeah.
Early on. So, as always in the podcast, I mean, originally the plan was for me to read the book to you.
Which is why would you? You know, when you told me that, I was saying, why are you going to do that? It just sounds
so. It'll be nice.
Really, you know.
So
it feels very. I don't know. What's the word when it's all?
What about you?
Yeah.
It's meant to be about you.
Yeah, but I want it to be about everything we talk. Everything what we talk about. I know.
That's
I'm talking.
Look at all the things we've not done yet. We'll put that on the next podcast, right? We talked about fan mail. Your kids, friends, dad.
Fan mail. It's amazing. Fan mail. it's like Twitter. That's why I'm kind of off Twitter now. Have I mentioned that?
Yeah.
But like, But you want to be unblocked, yeah? By Lineker, but you think you're coming off. Sort yourself out. The thing with Twitter is, I remember one morning, I got up one Sunday morning and, you know, I was with the girls and, you know what I mean? I can't remember what it was, but it was doing the breakfast and we was having a great time making breakfast with the girls, having a laugh, meeting the girls, running around the table, doing that stuff. And then I just thought, you know, on Twitter, I just looked through to it and I went like, you know something? Just say to everybody, because I'm having a great Sunday. This is brilliant Sunday. Great Sunday, brilliant. I just tapped it in. Good morning, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful Sunday.
I bet you got abuse.
The first one that came back said, fuck off, you cunt.
I was bored, mate. You've dropped the C-bomb.
No, I didn't. The person
you've dropped it for the first time.
No, the person who done the tweet done it. And you know what? And as funny as it was, because I thought, you know what? You know something? That is just typical. Serves you right. What are you doing? Why do you need to share your wonderful moment with? You know, because you just want to say to people, listen, I was having a great Sunday.
I mean, there's something wrong with that bloke.
And so. Yeah, but the thing about it is that bloke's probably done that. He probably doesn't even mean it, but he doesn't know. I don't know. He doesn't mean it. But it's a good job. I can take that sort of stuff. But what it makes me realise is that why did I do that? Why couldn't I just be happy?
Do you know what,
being
right?
Happy?
How about this, right? And I'm glad you've mentioned that because I forgot about this. about, did you see recently, I say recently, hopefully these podcasts are timeless, so whenever this goes out, but previously, did you see Donald Trump doing a speech and he picked up a cup of water with both hands? He picked up a cup of water with both hands. You see that?
I didn't see it.
Right. So here's your cup. So he's doing this speech and he picks it up and he goes like that. He's shaking a little bit and he drinks.
Right.
And the social media world went absolutely crazy saying, oh, there's something wrong with the president. He needs two hands to pick up a cup. You know, my five-year-old can do that one hand and all this. You know, the world went crazy as they always do. Anyway, so I was telling my wife this story one day, and my 10-year or 9-year-old, she was listening. She went, what's that? And I went, I'll show you. So I went onto YouTube on the iPad, showed my wife. My daughter was there watching. It's like a 20-second clip. Mm. Boom, done. The next day, we go out for lunch or dinner, whatever it was. My daughter ordered a milkshake. It came over the wall, put it on the table. There you go.
She picked it up 2 hands.
No. And I said to her, both hands, because you know what kids are like, they knock it.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm not picking up with 2 hands. And I went, what do you mean? What, excuse me? And she went, I don't want to look like Donald Trump. Right. Good gag. I tweeted in a restaurant with kids, just told my 9-year-old to pick up glass with both hands. She said, I don't want to be like Donald. Tweeted, boom, gone.
Yeah.
First one I got back, you lying fucker. Next one, you're talking bullshit. And I'm sitting there thinking, why would I lie? How's that a lie to tell?
Twitter's gone the other way now. When I first started, you know, I had a couple of really, I had really good debates with people. You had to go through the shit first because, like, people come on, they want to abuse you. They want to see how much they can wind you up. They want to see how much you bite. Then you go through a phase where people are absolutely magnificent. Sometimes you have to put on there, you know what? Twitter is a blessing sometimes. You know what I mean? That's why I had on my bio where strangers become friends, right? Because I genuinely believe that. And that's why my naivety with people, not realize how horrible people can be, was my naivety thinking that that's what it's for, that's what people use it for. People use Twitter now, I believe, in the main, a lot of them, just to have a go at people and abuse people. Mm. You can't put stuff on and try to debate with people because the amount of bile that comes back, it's actually not worth it.
No, I agree.
It's actually not worth it. And I think there's something quite sad about that because I think it's an unbelievable forum. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
You know, and we're talking about fans who have always down the years before they were thinking they didn't have enough contact and enough interaction with players. They've got it, literally. You can be a fan in anywhere in the world and you can directly get in touch with Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi. That's the platform.
Or his PR people.
Well, it doesn't make no difference, but you know that there's you've got the ability to do that.
Yeah, I know. It's frightening.
That's amazing.
Right. We've got to do these chapters,
go on, let's
right?
do them then.
Right. No, this is good, right? Chapter 9 we're up to, okay?
Mm.
You talk about when you scored your 179th goal and your celebration, right?
Well, yeah.
Now, there's a few things I want to ask you about when you scored the goal. Firstly, you wore the vest underneath for 4 games and didn't score.
Yeah.
Would you have celebrated that goal when it came? If you were like 6-0 down in a game, did you think about this? No, but this is a worry, right? If you were 6-0 down in a game and then the ball come across with 1 minute to go and you just tapped it in, would you have gone crazy because you got the record? Did you think about that?
No. We was playing Bolton. And it's not disrespectful to Bolton. Missed a couple of chances against Spurs as well. But now that you say that, it was a bit presumptuous, wasn't it? But like I know the team that we had, you know, we weren't going to get beat 6-0. I don't think the only time I got beaten in any way so comprehensively was when I was playing for Palace. We got beaten 9-0 by Liverpool.
Were you in that game?
Yeah.
At Anfield?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was crying. I was on the pitch crying.
Right, hold on. I'm going to write it down. That's going to be in episode 5.
Right, I was crying. But at Arsenal, we didn't get beat like that. The players we had. The back.
I know, but you get upset, I do like
it's
names.
A great question because I never, yeah, but that was just the mind, my focus, and how confident I was in myself and my team. And even I didn't think to lose in any of those games. And I think if we look back, I don't think we did lose any of those games. So, you know,
how did you feel when you go into the dressing room having worn the vest and didn't show it?
It was brilliant because the lads would take the piss, didn't score.
Where's that vest now? I'm curious.
It's in St Albans. In the what's it? What's that hotel up there? In St Albans, it's a Sopwell House.
Oh, it's in Soho House.
Yeah, it's in Soho House,
nice.
On the wall.
That must be quite difficult for you to have given them.
Well, yeah, and there was one time I tried to ask them, yeah, I need it back for something, and they said no. But,
you know. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why did you give it to them? I know that's where you
because start. That's where I was in and around the time, and they wanted it there, and they'll probably keep it there forever. So I just thought to myself, better them have it there and keep it there forever than me have it. But like, you know, I was thinking if I move, which I'm thinking of doing at some stage, I will try and get it back and have it somewhere in the house.
Did you wash it after you scored it?
No, no. Okay. That's exactly how it was.
And was it all signed by the players or not?
No.
It's just the shirt with the...
Yeah.
Okay. Chapter 10, right? Mm. I couldn't believe this when I read it. Two cup finals I want to talk about. The 98 cup final where you didn't play because Arsene Wenger said, and I quote, I don't have space for you. What was that? That's what he said.
I think that what happens was Dennis, I mean, we was training and Dennis got injured. And I thought, I'll play now. But he still didn't play me. But he put me on the bench. But the thing is, we won the game. I think Arsenal fans... They might have realised it before I realised it because it would have been the last time I played for Arsenal in the cup final. Because after that, obviously, I left, went to West Ham. But I remember that night at the function, Arsene Wenger pulled me and said, "I have to apologise for not putting you on." And you know what? I totally understood. I was more happy the fact that I got another winner's medal. but I totally understood. I said, listen, boss, you don't have to apologise to me. You know, you're the boss and that was your choice. And, you know what I mean? We won.
Can I ask, did you have an unused sub or did he use everyone?
I can't remember. I honestly can't remember. But, like, it was one of those situations where for many years when I have to talk about Arsenal doing the punditry and stuff, people are thinking that for some reason I held that against him. And those are the things that it's very hard to deal with. You've got no control over idiots getting in touch with you, talking shit like that. And it was, I was so happy that he, and honoured that he apologised to me. Because what I took from that was Arsene Wenger was so wrapped up in the fact that he had to win and he's doing it for the team and for the club. He wasn't thinking about sentiment or the fact that, I've got to go on because it might be my last game. Maybe at the time, Arsene Wenger himself didn't realise it was going to be my last game. So it was something that, I say, it was very easy to take. It was easy to take, just like when Thierry broke my record. I got so much stick leading into that from Arsenal fans. A lot of them from Arsenal fans, but obviously from other fans as well, laughing and joking about how my record's gone. And, you know what I mean? There's all sorts of negativity and rubbish. But the fact with that is that it was very easy to be able to go to the game and present Thierry with it. And I said to him, you know, you make sure you put it out of sight. You don't want this happening to you. You don't want somebody coming and you having to pass over the baton of being the top goal scorer at the club, which was an unbelievable honour for me and something that I was so proud to be able to hold for the time I did hold it. But then, you know, when you look at it and you have to look at the pros of it, and Thierry Henry will probably go down as one of the greatest strikers ever in the Premier League, that's for certain. And in world football, his name will be mentioned in the conversation when you're talking about great players. And so for him to come to Arsenal when he was a World Cup winner and everything, and he's a Champions League winner, he's won the European Cup, he's won everything to take the record. It was something that is very easy for me to deal with and take, simply because that's the calibre of player that had to come and take the record from me, somebody who, when I joined Arsenal, people were saying, what were we even buying him for? Mm. So, you know, there's no negativity from that point of view. But going back to the 98 and that, people don't understand that I can compartmentalise stuff easily, put it into its box, no problem. I didn't have no problem with not playing in 98 because at the time, I wasn't needed in that particular game, but I got my medal. 92, 93, 94, what is it, 93, 94? Was needed, you know, to the point where I had to limp to the stadium.
I was going to ask you about that. It's 93 cup final. Yeah. You limped off the coach.
Yeah, and George Graham actually said to me when I was on the coach.
Oh, you hold it. Yeah, you had crutches, didn't you?
I had crutches because what happened was is that I had a depressed arch on my right foot. That's why this foot's fused now. I had 6 injections in this right ankle in a week because I had to do it on the Saturday. I had a broken toe on the right and a little toe on the outside. I had a depressed arch where your arch is in your foot. And my ankle was like it was just absolutely cattle trucked from the season of kicks and tendons. It was just literally, George Graham said to me, listen, Ian, we need you in the game. We need you to play.
But didn't he tell you to leave your crutches on the coach?
Exactly what he told me. He said, I need you. And remember, coming off of the Wembley, coming off of the coach, you literally had to come off the coach and it was you literally into the dressing room. Honestly, it was fucking painful, man.
Wow.
So you just went in. Then we had to go in, and then what happened was is that, so with all the warm-up and all the preparations that you have to do when you're playing in the final, because you have to go out at a certain time. But I had to have these free injections, so I had to wait for the injections to kick in. And it was like magic. But you can imagine that once they were done, Andrew, I could have jumped off a 20-story building, landed on my foot. Nothing would have happened to it. But what you don't realise at the time is that you are actually damaging. You're just continuously
damaged. The injury is still there.
The injury is still there. You're just playing with a mask on it. So we done that, which is great in the game because I scored in the game. You know what I mean? And we drew that game. And so we had to do the replay. I had to do the whole thing again. I don't think, you see, after the game, and in when we won the game, Andy Linegan scored right at the death. Once it wore off, and I do not think I could ever go through that pain again. If somebody said, listen, you have to go through the pain of the injections wearing off, just one more time. I'd have to say, I'd rather not.
Wait, how long after the game did it wear off?
It wore off. So I came off after 70 minutes.
Because of the pain?
Yeah, because it wears off. So then what happens is it wears off, so I'm sitting on the bed, and then you start to feel the effects of what you've just done for the last 90 minutes, and in fact, for the last two games. And I don't know, it's one of those that I knew that at this stage of my life, I'd struggle. After I played football, I'd struggle to walk.
Let me ask you this. Because you struggle to walk, and you've told us about your foot now and confused, if you could turn back the clock and not have any of the pain you've got now, but miss out on that game because of it,
no, if somebody said, like I said, I wouldn't want to go through that pain when it wore off again. But if somebody said, would you do it again for Arsenal to win, for instance, let's say the Champions League, if you could go, I'd do it. And, you know, even I know that's hypothetical, but even going back, if I had to go back in time, I'd do it again, probably do it again. Because pain is temporary, you know, it's temporary.
That is... all we've got time for on this podcast.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like I've spoken anything of any consequence on it. I was quite happy talking about that. I could speak for another hour.
I know, well, we'll do that on the next podcast. Do you want the next...
I don't want to talk about that stuff on the next podcast.
I've got to talk about...
<It's> your...
Look at all the work I've done.
You see how exasperated you was there when I... No, I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it.
You fucking are.
Okay.
It's been good.
Well, to be honest...
Oh, here we go.
What?
Negative variety.
It's not negative.
Well, to be honest, the glass is half empty.
Of course, well, you know what?
That's you, isn't it? Half
all
empty.
All I want is, I just want people to, you know, I love, because I love I love people. This is why I've come off of Twitter, because I'd rather, I'm meeting more Arsenal fans where I can hug them, we can talk, and I can talk about, rather than trying to put some comment on Twitter that I'm trying to, what am I reaching out for? Like how you are to Lineker. What am I reaching?
I'm just doing that for a bit of fun.
Yeah, but the thing about, hang on a minute. Got a message. Links, look.
Has he replied?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here we go. What a way to end the podcast off. Give me the good news, Wrighty.
Okay, he says, but Twitter life is such a more bearable place without such irritants. Unblocking denied.
Irritants.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's your first reaction to that? Please, just I need to know it. Tell me the truth. I need to know the real Andy. What is your instant reaction now, please? What do you think of him?
I think he's a lovely, honest fella.
See, you're a real. You know, you see that. This is why I don't mind him not unblocking you. Deep down, you're seething. Look, he's got his body language changed, ladies and gents. He's put his hands between his legs. He's rocking.
I did rock.
He rocked with anger. You see, this is why I haven't got a problem with him not unblocking you. Because deep down, you're not a nice person in respects of that.
Listen to yourself. Deep down, Mr. I sick in the sand and cover it over for the next person, I'm not nice.
Would you rather me sick on the sand and let people walk past and look at vomit?
Sick in the toilet.
Costa del Sol. You see, you know what I really love about that? Which I'm really gutted we're not filming it because I would love for people to have seen your reaction to that.
Anguish.
Your face.
Why do you want people to see me hurt?
I don't want to see you hurt.
See, you talk about me deep down. Deep down, you're a nasty man.
I think I'm a scab. I'm a scab when it's not ready to picker. Should I read it again for the people who didn't quite hear it?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
Fuck the people who didn't hear it. I see what I mean. They can rewind it. If I get anything from this set of six, if it's the fact that your beautiful wife has welcomed me with open arms and Lineker still blocked me, do you know what, Ray? I'll take that now.
But the thing about it is, you know what? Like I said right at the start, before this started to... I knew this would snowball out of control in respects of you and wanting to find out. But the fact is that you're my friend and I will do everything I can to make sure he knows that you're a nice guy.
All right.
But sometimes I see, you know, I saw your eyes there. I saw into your soul a little bit there.
If he doesn't unblock me by episode six, I'll block him.
And how do you think that would go down in the world of...
Fuck him!
Thank you very much. There he is, ladies and there you have it. I knew if I probed that long enough, we'd get the real...
God, you're good. You're like a policeman. Really good. I did it. Lock me up. Right, that's it. We're done.
I love Gary Lineker.
Make sure you subscribe. You must subscribe.
What does that mean?
It means
again?
That when the next one comes out, it instantly drops into their inbox so they don't have to go, I've got to download it. It happens.
Okay.
Right? So there you go, episode four done and dusted.
I hope that I hope I'm not boring you guys
You're so negative. That's what I find amazing about sports people like you.
It's got nothing to do with
it. It's always half empty.
It's not always half empty. It's just that you just want to, when you're doing something like this and people are coming to something that you are doing because we're creating this podcast for people to listen to. It's I still get very nervous about people what I say. For people to then take in respect of information. And I always feel like I'm talking bollocks. I always feel like, have I got that right? Have I done enough research on it? I never, ever feel like I've done the right job. And that's come from...
Why do you think we're number one now on the charts? You better guess the number one. Otherwise, that doesn't work. We've got to go. Listen.
I told you.
Don't talk anymore. I've got to edit this down.
All right, let's go.
Right? Say goodnight, Righty.
Goodnight, Righty. I don't like saying that, but I'll keep saying it.
Why don't you like it?
I just don't like it.
What do you want the ending to be? How should I end it?
See you later.
Okay. Do you want me to build up?
No, I've already said it. Now we're still talking.
Say see you later, Ray.
See you later.
Look how happy you are. Right, good, done.